Yeah, I thought it was good. Obviously, in a much different place than a year ago, but it was good. It was a good start by Mark to get things rolling. And anytime you can score on your first possession on the road, I mean, I don't care if it's preseason; it's huge.
When you had that one big throw to Taylor on the sideline, did you sense maybe that been your moment? It was a little weird because the line looked like it changed when you were in there. Just kind of moving, having to move around.
Yeah, I mean, it was 2 minute. Just stepped out and made a play. Jordan adjusted the ball and made a good catch.
Trevor, you and Cody had a couple connections tonight. What was he doing that got him open? I mean, why was he so good tonight?
I think Cody's a heck of a player. I mean, he's fast, he's physical, he creates separation. So he did a heck of a job when I was in there, and did the same for Paxton, and that's what kind of what he's been doing all camp.
Trevor, red zone looked like things bogged down a little. I mean, after some good rhythm throws, is it a little bit, sort of bittersweet that you weren't able to kind of finish those drives?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you want to get down there, you want to finish. Would have liked to finish a couple of those drives, but I'll look back at it and see, if I could have done a few things differently. But for sure, would have liked to finish those drives.
I know it's only game one, but what do you have to do going into the next couple of weeks and the next couple of games to solidify yourself as the starter?
Yeah, I don't know. Not too much differently. I think just kind of do what I've been doing. Stay within myself, and the plays will come. I mean, we're on a pretty good team. Whoever's pulling the trigger back there, so guys are going to step up and make plays. So we just got to operate.
Trevor, it's a little difficult to see Mark go out and do the drive. You did the first one, and kind of know I got to step up and try to match that a little bit.
Not at all. No, I was pumped for Mark. Pumped for the offense. It's our first live action, so. It was pretty cool to see that kind of success on our opening drive. It was huge.
Did you have a cheering crowd here? Did you have some friends and family at the game? Or?
Yeah, I had a few. My folks made it up, and then a bunch of my old buddies, old players, were here. Couldn't join them for the tailgate, but I'll see a couple of them right after this.
You came to Chicago last year. You were elevated, I believe, that week as number two. I mean, how far do you think you've come kind of in this last 10 months now?
Yeah, quite a ways, no doubt. But so much has happened, and I've tried to stay pretty focused and keep my nose to the grindstone. So, to be honest with you, I haven't picked my head up and looked around and kind of realized what's going on. I'm pretty focused, throughout the past year or so.
What were your takeaways from those red zone strikes that you were trying to put in the back shoulder and then up one way about 3 or 4 times?
Sure. Yeah, I think anytime you get down there, coverage tightens up, things happen a little faster. I just wanted to make sure I gave our guys a chance to make plays. Again, I gotta check it out and see, what I could have done better. But that was my thought.
Where does your calmness come from? I feel like I talk to all your teammates and they all say you got this Zen thing going on.
That's pretty cool. Cool of them to say that, I guess. But not really. I mean, there's a lot to think about and a lot to focus on. So. That keeps me pretty busy, I think.
How much would you say this offense is different from last year's offense?
I don't know. I think we got a chance to do a little more two-back stuff just because of the personnel. So it was the first game of the preseason, so I don't want to speculate much on what could happen or what the offense is going to look like. But that's maybe my first thought.
Was that a little bit of an improvisation on that play to Jordan at the end of the half? Was that kind of a, you have to sort of read him a little bit and know where he's coming from?
Yeah. I think Jordan did a good job of kind of scramble drill, and we do that just about every day in practice. And once again, we got so much depth on this team. Those guys are going to make plays. You just got to give them a chance.